Let's remain standing.
低头摸头。
Let's bow our heads.
哈利路亚，奉主耶稣的圣名祷告。
Hallelujah! In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, we pray.
慈爱的父神，主主基督，我们感谢你的恩典。
Merciful Father, our Lord Jesus Christ, we give thanks to you for your grace.
你让我们能够利用这个机会来这里举行布道会。
You allow us to have this opportunity to hold our spiritual convocation and evangelical service.
你也让我们有机会来为你宣扬福音。
You allow us to have this opportunity to preach your gospel.
主啊，圣经说你是福音的起头。
Dear Lord, the Bible tells us that you are the beginning of the gospel.
因为你降世为人，就是来宣传悔改的福音。
Because you have come into this world to preach this gospel of salvation.
你用很多方法来介绍神的国度。
You use many methods to introduce the kingdom of God.
你为什么让我们人类能够脱离罪恶的辖制，进入光明的国度？
In order for us to enter into the kingdom of light from darkness.
你自己为我们牺牲在十字架上。
You have sacrificed yourself on the cross.
你被兵丁扎入你的肋旁。
Your side was pierced by a soldier.
霎时间有水跟血流出来。
Suddenly, there was water and blood that flowed out.
这股活水的泉源就变成我们今天洗罪的根据。
This fountain of living water is now a guarantee to our baptism.
我们今天凭着您的名，怜悯奉您的名施洗。
Today we are baptized in the name of Jesus Christ.
有圣灵的见证，您的宝血就在水里头。
With the witness of the Holy Spirit, the blood appears in the water.
我们就靠着主您的宝血来洗去我们的罪污。
And through this blood, our sins are washed away.
主啊，我们是何等的荣幸。
Dear Lord, we are so blessed.
能够蒙您的拣选。
That we can be chosen by you.
罪孽得以赦免，进入这个光明的国度。
That our sins are forgiven and that we can enter into your kingdom of light.
能够享受里头的荣耀以及安息。
So that we can enjoy rest and glory.
主啊，我们愿意把这个福音再告诉世间的人。
Dear Lord, we are so willing to share this gospel to everyone in the world.
求主主圣灵运行在今天晚上。
We ask that your Holy Spirit work among us.
让你的话语能够进入我们的内心。
So that your word can enter our heart.
让我们的生活能够产生改变。
That our lives can be changed.
让我们的生活重担减轻。
So that the burdens in our life can be lifted up.
让我们的心灵的重担也能够减轻。
That the burden in our heart can be taken away.
使我们能够接受你。
Lord, we ask you.
来到你的面前。
We accept you and come before your presence.
今天晚上就是时候了。
Tonight is the time.
你要把我们罪孽拿去。
Please take away our sins.
重新赏赐给我们平安与喜乐。
And give us peace and joy.
主啊，我们愿意把今天晚上的布道会交在你的手里。
Dear Lord, we entrust to you tonight's service.
愿你圣灵运行。
May your spirit work with us.
帮助我们能够明白您的话语。
To help us to understand your words.
也能够接受您的话。
And to accept your words.
愿你按照您的话去遵行。
That we will be willing to observe your words.
愿你祝福今天晚上所来参加布道会的同年们以及朋友们。
Please bless all of us who are here tonight.
最后，愿一切颂赞荣耀都归在你的名下。
May all the glory and power be unto your name.
哈利路亚，阿门。
Hallelujah, amen.
请坐。
Please have a seat.
那我们很高兴，总会差派从台湾来的陈中央传道来这里协助这次您布道会。
We are so pleased that the GA has arranged Pastor Chen to come and assist in our evangelical service this week.
在请他上来见证以前，我们先请很可爱的小朋友的诗班上来献诗。
Before we ask Pastor Chen to come and share the gospel with us, we would like to invite the children choir to present a few hymns.
我们请诗班上来献诗。
Please ask the children choir to come and present.
chapter 12, verse 21. Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me. Jesus is the way that will lead your soul to heaven. Come to Him and He will guide your way.
非常感谢我们儿童诗班呢、啊，在这边献了这么可爱又优美的诗歌。
We give thanks to the children choir for presenting such a cute and wonderful hymns.
愿他们颂赞的声音啊，能够达到天上，赞美天上的真神。
May their songs of praise reach heaven to praise the heavenly Father.
那我现在就奉主耶稣圣名。在这边正道。
Now in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, I begin the sharing of the message.
非常感谢主耶稣的恩典。
I give thanks to the grace of God.
让小弟啊有这个机会到我们尔湾教会啊来跟大家一起分享真理。
That I have the opportunity to come to Irvine Church to share the gospel.
我们这一次总共有四个晚上的布道会。
We have four nights of evangelical services.
我会按照我们教会所指定的题目来在这边跟大家分享。
I will share with you according to the topics that I was assigned by the church.
那今天晚上我们要跟大家分享重生的喜。
So tonight I would like to share with you the topic, the washing of rebirth.
我们来看提多书。
Let us turn to the book of Titus.
提多书的第三章。
Titus chapter 3.
第三章的第四节。
Verse 4. Titus chapter 3 verse 4. But when the kindness and the love of God our Savior toward man appeared,
一直到第六节。
To verse 6. Verse 5, not by works of righteousness which we have done, but according to his mercy, he saved us through the washing of regeneration and renewing of the Holy Spirit, whom he poured out on us abundantly through Jesus Christ our Savior.
保罗在这边谈到说我们原来跟一般世人都是一样的。
Here, Paul tells us that we are just like everyone else in this world.
是无知、悖逆、受迷惑。
And we actually are deceived and disobedient.
然后服侍各样的私欲。
And we serve all kinds of lusts and pleasures.
人跟人之间常常是嫉妒恶毒的，都存着嫉妒恶毒的心
And in between people and people, we always live in malice and envy.
而且彼此会相恨。
And we hate each other.
但是等到神向我们所施的那个恩慈来显明的时候
But when the kindness and the love of God of the Savior toward man appear,
他便救了我们
and he saved us.
不是因为我们平常的表现很好
not because we have works of righteousness,
一切都是出于神的恩典
but it is all because of his grace,
跟他的怜悯
and his mercy.
那神这个恩典要怎么样来临到我们
So how can the grace of God come upon us?
他说就借着重生的喜
It is through the washing of regeneration
和圣灵的更新
and renewing of the Holy Spirit
使我们能够成为神的后嗣成为一个有活泼盼望的人
so that we can become the children of God and someone with a living hope
好那今天晚上我就先分享重生的喜
so tonight I would like to share with you the washing of regeneration
什么叫做重生
What is regeneration or rebirth?
这是一个比较抽象、很难理解的一个概念。
This is a very abstract concept.
以前主耶稣在传道里的时候
，When Jesus Christ was preaching in his ministry,
曾经有一个很敬畏天上真神的犹太人。
There was a Jew who was a devout Jew.
他来找主耶稣。
He came to seek for Jesus.
他就说：“先生，你所行的神迹，如果不是从神来的，不可能。”
He says, "Sir, the miracles and wonders that you perform, if you're not from God, you cannot perform these."
那主耶稣就跟他讲说：“人若不重生，就不能进神的国。”
And Jesus said to him, "Unless you are reborn from water and Holy Spirit, then you cannot be reborn."
他很难理解主耶稣所讲的这个重生的概念。
It was hard for him to grasp that concept of rebirth.
他就说：“我已经这么老了，难道还有办法跑到妈妈的肚子，让她再生出来吗
？”He said, "How can a man be born when he's so old?"
因为他是用物质的观念在了解这个、理解这个重生。
Because he's trying to understand the concept of rebirth.Through physical sense.
那主耶稣就跟他说明得非常清楚。
Then Jesus Christ explained to him clearly.
我们来看约翰福音第三章。
Let's turn to John chapter 3.
第三章那个第五节一直到第八节。
Verses 5 through 8. John chapter 3 verses 5 through 8.Jesus answered, Most assuredly, I say to you, unless one is born of water and the Spirit, he cannot enter the kingdom of God. That which is born of the flesh is flesh, and that which is born of the Spirit is spirit. Do not marvel that I said to you, you must be born again. The wind blows where it wishes, and you hear the sound of it, but cannot tell where it comes from and where it goes. So is everyone who is born of the Spirit.
好，主耶稣就进一步的啊，跟他说明这个重生的概念。
So Jesus Christ explained to him more in detail about the concept of rebirth.
他就说，人若不从水跟圣灵生，就不能进神的国。
He said, unless one is born of water and the Spirit, he cannot enter the kingdom of God.
那重生就是从水跟圣灵生。
Rebirth means to be reborn through water and Holy Spirit.
但是这样啊，尼哥底母也听不懂啊。
But Nicodemus here cannot understand what Jesus meant.
所以主耶稣就进一步解释。
So Jesus Christ explained further.
从肉身生的是肉身。
That which is born of the flesh is flesh.
那从灵生的是灵。
But that which is born of the spirit is spirit.
从灵生的，这是很难想象一件事情。
It is hard to imagine how to be born through the spirit.
所以主耶稣就举例。
So Jesus Christ gave him an example.
就好像说风在这边吹来吹去。
Just like the wind that blows here and there.
我们可以感觉到风在吹。
We could feel the wind blowing at us.
可是我们没办法看得见风。
But we cannot see it.
但不能因为说我看不见风，我就否定风的这个存在。
But just because we cannot see the wind doesn't mean the wind does not exist.
所以主耶稣就说，从灵生的也是这样。
And that's how Jesus explained that this is what it is like for those who are born in the Spirit.
好，那我就来按照我所领受的来分享给大家。
So now I'd like to share with you my understanding of the Holy Spirit.
我们一个人为什么需要重生呢？
Why does a person need to be reborn?
原来我们人类并不是从猿猴进化来的。
Because of human being, we are not evolved from apes.
他乃是宇宙的造物主。
But we are created by the creator of this heaven and earth.
拿一块尘土按照自己的形象跟样式来造第一个人。
So this creator, he took the dust and according to his image, created the first man.
神就称他为亚当。
God called him Adam.
亚当就是人的意思。
Adam means man.
那他造完了这个人以后，就从他的鼻孔吹了一口活气。
After he has created this man, he blew a breath into his nostril.
使他成为一个有灵的活人。
So that this man became a living being.
所以人活着是比万物更尊贵。
Therefore, a human being's life is a lot more honorable and precious than any other things.
因为人除了从按照神的形象跟样式造以外，
Because other than that, human beings are created according to the image of God.
又有神的灵所赐的灵在我们里边。
We also have the breath of God in us.
所以我们跟这一位造物主其实是有父子的关系。
Therefore, our relationship with this creator is father and son.
他是我们天上的父亲。
He is our father in heaven.
我们是他的儿女。
And we are his children.
照这样讲，照说应该是非常亲密的。
And we are supposed to be very close.
可是呢
and intimate.
神造完了亚当夏娃以后
But after God has created Adam and Eve,
就与他们立一个约定。
He established a covenant with them.
就园中所有的果子都可以吃。
So he allowed them to eat all of the fruits of the trees in the garden.
但是分别善恶的果子不可以吃。
Except the fruit of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil.
吃了日子必定死。
Once they eat it, they will die.
人类的始祖跟神亲自立约。
So our ancestors actually established this covenant with God.
但是后来又受诱惑背约了。
But they were tempted, and then they broke this covenant.
把神吩咐不可吃的。
They ate of the fruit that God said not to eat.
把它摘来吃。
And they partake of it.
所以罪就进入人的生命里面来。
Then sin enter into a human life.
亚当夏娃也因此被神赶出伊甸园。
Because of that, Adam and Eve were cast out of the Garden of Eden.
从此在日光之下要过着汗流满面才得糊口的日子。
Since then, they have to labor very hard for their food.
那罪就借着亚当夏娃 亚当一个人进入了这个人的世界来了。
Sin had entered into the world through Adam.
我们来看罗马书。
Let us turn to the book of Romans.
罗马书第五章。
Chapter 5.
十二节一直到十三节。
Verses 12 and 13. Romans chapter 5, verses 12 and 13. Therefore, just as through one man sin entered the world, and death through sin, and thus death spread to all men, because all sinned. For until the law, sin was in the world, but sin is not imputed when there's no law.
罪就借着亚当一个人进入了人的生命里面掌权。
Sin entered into this world and had power.
因为只有亚当夏娃是神所造的。
Because only Adam and Eve were created by God's hands.
以后的人都是从亚当这个血脉繁衍来的。
And from then on, all the humankinds are the descendants of Adam and Eve.
所以，因为亚当一人犯罪。
Because Adam sinned.
罪就进入人的世界来掌权。
Then sin entered into this world and had power over man.
怎么来证明这件事情？
How can we prove that?
罪的代价就是死亡。
The wages of sin is death.
所以他这边就解释。
Here it explains to us.
因为律法它是在摩西的时代颁布的。
The law has been given to the people during the time of Moses.
如果没有律法，
without the law,
罪就不算作罪。
Then sin is not considered sin.
没有律法说不可杀人，你杀人这个动作就不叫做罪哦。
Because without the law that says you cannot murder, then if you murder, it is not considered a sin.
那照这样讲的话，
if we, according to this,
摩西以前的人因为没有律法，
before the time of Moses, because they were not given the Ten Commandments,
这样说的话，摩西以前的人就不会死啊。
That means that they would not die.
因为没有律法，罪就不算作罪啊。
Because without the law, a sin is not considered sin.
但是，摩西以前的人有没有死？
But let's look at the people before the time of Moses. Did they die?
全部都死了。
Yes, they did die.
尤其上古时代的人。
And all the people before that time all died.
几乎每个人都活到八百多岁、九百多岁。
The first hundreds of years of all the people lived very long life.
可是活了那么多岁，结局就怎么样？就死了。
Before the time of Noah, people all lived up to 800, 900 years, but all of them still die.
所有的人都在死权的阴影下面。
All the people are under the shadow of death.
来证明人都在罪的辖制底下。
This is to prove that all men are under the power of death and sin.
为什么？
Why?
因为神的存在，律法就存在。
Because if God exists, then the law exists.
神就是太初的道。
Because God is the law itself.
所以人类最大的课题，课题就是在面对罪跟死亡的辖制。
So the greatest homework that we have is to face the control of death and sin.
这个问题没有解决。
This problem cannot be resolved.
光只是改善肉身上面的生活状况。
We can change the environment of our livelihood.
好比说追逐医药的改进。
For example, we can advance our medication.
或是创造更多的经济奇迹。
Or we can create a financial advantage.
更富有的生活。
So that we can have a better life.
但是这些都没办法解决你生命的问题。
But this cannot solve the problem of death.
因为共同都要面对死亡。
Because all of us need to face death.
死亡会让你在日光之下所努力的一切归于虚空。
Because of death, all the things that we work for under the sun will become nothing.
那人因为做罪的奴仆。
Therefore, men have become the slaves of sin.
你要叫一个罪的奴仆靠着自己的修行。
If you ask a slave of sin to use his own power,
或是用教化的手段，教化就是教育手段，
or through education,
劝你为善，
so that people can encourage you to be better,
这样的手段是不可能达到 改善这个人类生命的状态。
It is impossible to change the ending, the end of your life.
所以你看到人虽然很努力的透过教育手段很多劝化的动作。
So through a lot of counseling and education,
但是人类越来越坏，从来都没有改变过。
Men did not become better.
要怎么办呢？
So what to do?
一定要把这个在罪恶辖制下的生命把它释放出来，从罪里面释放出来。
We must be released from this life of sin.
才能得到这个生命才能得到真正的自由。
Then we can have a true freedom in our life.
这样的生命才有办法进入神的国。
Then this kind of life can enter into the kingdom of God.
那这样 要怎么做才能达到这种程度呢？
Then what can we do so that we could reach this level?
其实这世界有很多有智慧又有慈心的人。
In this world, there are many people who are wise and are generous.
他们观察我们人在日光之下生老病死。
They observe that humankind go through birth and death.
所以也曾透过努力要来解决这个问题。
And through a lot of labor and effort, they try to resolve the problem of death.
但是究竟他们都不是生命的源头。
But since they are not the source of life,
所以对生命的理解都是片段的。
They are unable to understand the complete concept of life.
那既然对生命的理解是片段的，
And since their understanding is only partial,
提出来的解决方式当然也就是没办法完全达到这个问题的解决。
Therefore, the resolutions that they suggest cannot really resolve the problem of death.
顶多只能说是一种人生的哲理。
Whatever they come up with can only become a philosophy of life.
给我们一种心灵的安慰。
Can give us some kind of comfort in our hearts.
或是劝我们为善，这样子。
Can encourage us to become a better person.
这个也就是绝大部分人对宗教的种理解。
And this is the understanding of most people about religion.
都说宗教都是好的啦，都是劝人为善的这样子。
People all say that religions are good because they tell us to do good.
但事实上不是这样。
But that is not the case.
信仰是要解决我们生命的困境。
Our faith is to resolve the problem of our life.
我们生命所面对的困境就是罪跟死亡的问题。
The problem that we're facing in our life is death and sins.
那世人透过智慧去思想的。
And when people think about this problem with their own wisdom,
所谓所悟出来的道。
And the resolution that they come up with,
那种解决的方式。
Their way to resolve this problem,
大部分都是说我们要多做善事，用善事来遮掩罪过。
Is usually to encourage you to do more good so that you can cover the wrongs that you have done.
这个大概就是华人社会里面最普通的最普遍的一种讲法。
And that is the most common ways that Chinese people resolve this problem.
你要多做功德啦，用功德来赎你的罪啊。
And you need to do a lot of good things so that it will cover your sins.
所以很多人很容易接受这样的观念。
A lot of people can accept this kind of concept.
要做功德，接下来就是要交一点钱来做功德。
And if you want to do good things, then you also need to take out some money to do good things.
那有些人就很直接了，就告诉你说，你要赎罪，用金钱来赎罪啊。
And some people will tell you very directly, if you want to cover your sins, you can use money.
赎你自己的罪，赎你祖宗的罪。
To resolve your own wrongdoings and the wrongdoings of your ancestors.
那我们冷静想，这可能吗？
But if you think about it, is that even possible?
如果这是可能。
If that is possible,
天上的神你不要信。
Then you don't have to believe in the God in heaven.
因为他不是一个公义的神。
Because he's not a God of righteousness.
这代表说有钱人就可以放心的作奸犯科没问题。
Because that means that if you're rich, you can do all the bad things in the world.
做完恶事以后捐个一亿，对他来讲小事情嘛，对不对？
And after you've done all the bad deeds, then you just use $1 million to cover up for to do good things to cover up for your sins.
但是你想，这可能吗？
But if you think about it, this makes no sense.
我们看诗篇四十九篇。
Let us turn to Psalm 49.
诗篇四十九篇。
Psalm 49.
第六节。
Verse
6. 一直到第九节。
6 to 9. Verse 6.Those who trust in their wealth and boast in the multitude of their riches, 7, none of them can by any means redeem his brother, nor give to God a ransom for him. Verse 8, for the redemption of their souls is costly and it shall cease forever. Verse 9, that he should continue to live eternally and not see the pit.
你看这边就讲，自夸有钱的人一个都别想用钱来赎罪。
Here it tells us that those who are rich and boast in their riches cannot redeem anyone's souls with their money.
因为赎生命的价值是非常贵的。
Because the ransom for a person's soul is very high.
只可永远罢休，就是说连想都别想。
It says that you don't even want to think about it.
所以这一条路是不通的。
Therefore, this path cannot work.
但是普世的宗教几乎都是走这一条路。
But there are a lot of religions who believe in this path.
而且人也很愿意捐钱赎罪。
And men are willing to use their money to redeem for their sins.
但有些人就想，那干脆我来杀牲畜来赎我的罪。
And some people may think that I will kill an animal to redeem my sins.
那个原始宗教的起源大概都是这种方式。
A lot of ancient religions all do that.
但是这可能吗
？But is that possible？
我们来看希伯来书。
Let's turn to Hebrews。
希伯来书第十章。
Hebrews chapter 10。
希伯来书第十章来看那个第三节。
Verse 3。
一直到第四节。
To verse 4。Verse 3。But in those sacrifices there is a reminder of sins every year.Verse 4, for it is not possible that the blood of bulls and goats could take away sins.
你看这边圣经就说，动物的血绝对不能赎人的罪。
Here the Bible tells us that the blood of animals cannot take away our sins.
因为血代表活物的生命。
Because blood represents life.
不同的生命怎么来代赎呢？
How can different lives redeem our lives?
所以人用脑筋想出来的、所悟出来的道，都没办法解决我们生命的困境。
So the methods that humankind came out with cannot resolve the problem of sins.
一定要由生命的起源、真神所启示的方式。
We must use the method revealed by the God of heaven who created us.
也就是要借着太初的道。成为肉身来的耶稣。
So we have to solve this problem through Jesus Christ, who was from the beginning, who came into this world through the Word.
耶稣就是这个宇宙的起源，造物主真神。
Because Jesus Christ Himself is the Creator of this heaven and earth, He was the beginning.
他的灵借着处女怀胎来到这个世上。
He came into this world through the spirit, and through the virgin.
其实神他有权能可以说，我全部赦免你们的罪。
Because God actually had the power to proclaim that I forgive all of your sins.
但是这样的话，神就违背他的公义。
But if he does so, then he is going against his own righteousness.
他断不以有罪为无罪啊。
He cannot.Say that you have no sin when you do have sin.
所以神为了向我们世人显明他对我们的爱，
In order for him to manifest his love towards humankind,
他的灵就借着处女怀胎来到世上。
And therefore his spirit went into the womb of a virgin and he was born into this world.
来成为一个完完全全跟我们一样带着肉身的人。
And he became a human being just like us.
然后他是没罪的人。
But he came into the world with no sins.
为什么要借着处女？
Why through a virgin?
因为所有的人类除了亚当夏娃是受造以外。
Because other than Adam and Eve who were created by God's hand.
其他的人都是由亚当的血脉繁衍下来的。
Everyone else was born through the bloodline of Adam and Eve.
也就是都要经过男女情欲的结合 才能啊出生。
That means we were born through the intercourse of a man and a woman.
那借着处女怀胎。
So, but through being born through a virgin through the Spirit.
第一个就是跟人家宣告说，这个不是男女情欲结合的。
This is proclaiming that he was born not through the passion of woman and man.
所以他是神的灵。成为肉身来到世上的。
So it was the Spirit of God became becoming flesh.
要来做我们世人的救赎主。
To become the savior of our mankind.
也就是神在肉身的显现。
And this is the manifestation of God in physical being.
第二个理由。
Second reason.
因为人都是由男女情欲结合生下来。
Because all humankinds are born through the passion of men and women.
所以每一个人都是亚当的祖孙。
Therefore, we're all the descendants of Adam and Eve.
亚当所犯的罪。
Adam had sinned.
都在这个生命里面被承续下来。
And the sin has been inherited through the bloodline.
但是，借着处女怀胎。
But through the birth of a virgin,
因为不是男女情欲结合，
because it is not through the intercourse of men and women,
就没有去承续到亚当所犯的罪。
Therefore, Jesus did not inherit the sin by Adam and Eve.
所以他来到这世上是一个完完全全带着肉身的人。
So when Jesus came into this world, he came in a form of human being.
他会哭，会笑。
He can cry and smile and laugh.He can get hungry.
也会生气、
He can get angry.
但是呢，他唯一跟我们不同就是他没罪。
But the only thing that he's different from us is that he had no sin.
这是神何等深的一个智慧。
That is such a deep wisdom of God.
他亲自成为人来承担我们世人的罪。
He came himself to take away our sins.
所以用他肉没有罪的肉身来代替我们。来承担我们的罪。
He bare our sins with his body that has no sin.
他本来是没罪的。
Because he had no sin.
但因为我们世人的罪归到他身上来。
But because he took upon him the sins of humankind.
所以他就成为一个罪大恶极的人。
Therefore he carried with him all of our sins.
因此就必须面对当时政府里面对重刑犯的那个刑罚叫做。
He became the greatest criminal for our sake, therefore he had to go through the harshest punishment.
他没罪的人哪里需要这样子？
But he was a sinless man.
是承担我们世人的罪。
He didn't have to face that punishment, but for our sake he did.
那他是神的义。
He is God's righteousness.
所以凡相信这个十字架救恩的人，神的义就归到他的身上。
Everyone who believes in the righteousness of the cross, that righteousness will come upon them.
叫做因信称义，算你为义的意思。
This is to be saved by our faith, to be called righteous because of our faith.
我们都不用花半毛钱。
We don't have to spend a dime.
所以叫做恩典。
This is why this is called grace.
是白白要给你的。
This is to be given to you freely.
如果你必须要交钱才能得到的话，就不叫做恩典。
If you have to pay for this, then this is not called grace.
但天上真神的这个爱是要白白赐给我们的。
But this grace is going to be given to us by our heavenly Father freely.
只要我们凭着信心来领受。
As long as we take it by faith.
那这个恩典就临到我们。
Then this grace will come upon us.
就白白的算我们为义。
And we are justified by faith.
这就是耶稣基督为我们世人所成就的十字架的救恩。
This is the cross of salvation that Jesus Christ has given us.
但是这个救恩怎么临到我们身上呢？
So how can the salvation come upon us?
不是光信就好呢？
We can't just believe.
必须借着一个行为把你的信心完成。
But our belief needs to be coupled with actions.
这个就是受洗。
This is baptism.
来看马可福音。
Let us turn to the book of Mark.
马可福音的十六章。
Mark chapter 16.
马可福音十六章十六节。
16 verse 16. Mark chapter 16 verse 16. He who believes and is baptized will be saved, but he who does not believe will be condemned.
你看这边是主耶稣亲自向他的门徒宣告的。
And this is something that Jesus Christ proclaimed to his disciples.
信而受洗，必然得救。
Those who believe and is baptized will be saved.
这边所谓信，就是信耶稣为我们钉死十字架这个救赎的方法。
Belief means that we believe in the method of salvation by the cross of Jesus.
但是不能单单只有信。
But we can't just believe.
还要受洗。
We also need to receive baptism.
为什么要受洗？
Why?
因为这受洗就是重生的洗。
Because this baptism is the washing of regeneration.
要把耶稣在十字架上面为我们流出的水跟血，那个受罪的功效临到我们身上。
So that the blood and the water can come upon us to wash away our sins.
主耶稣被钉在十字架的时候
，When Jesus Christ was crucified on the cross,
他已经断气。
He had already breathed his last breath.
按照规定，在太阳下山以前。
And according to the law, before the sun is down,
兵丁都必须要去仔细检查每一个被钉十字架的人。
The soldiers need to go around and make sure all the people who are on the cross are dead.
因为犹太人不可以把尸体留到这个太阳下山。
Because according to the laws of the Jews, they're not allowed to leave a corpse on the cross until sundown.
所以如果看到还没死，就会把它打断腿，让它流快一点。
Therefore, if they see that they're still alive, then they will break their legs so that they can die faster.
结果他到耶稣的十字架下面。
So when the soldier came upon Jesus' cross,
主耶稣已经断气了。
He had already breathed his last breath.
那个兵丁就随意拿一支枪就冲到肋旁扎下去。
But the soldier still took a spear and pierced the side of Jesus.
其实那个随意一扎就真神的计划了。
This is actually the plan of God.
结果一扎就从肋旁扎下去。
And when the spear pierced, it went to the side of his torso.
主耶稣就从他的肋旁流出水跟血。
And out of it flow water and blood.
这是很奇妙的一件事情。
This is a miraculous thing.
我们一般人有伤口只是流血而已啊。
Usually when you have a wound, you will only see blood flowing out.
怎么会流水跟血呢？
Why would blood and water both come out?
因为这是一个很特别的事情。
Because this is a very special incident.
所以约翰福音的作者，他特别说他看见了。
Therefore, the author of the book of John especially said that he saw this.
就做见证。
He witnessed about this.
因为他知道他的见证是真的。
Because he knew that his witness was true.
目的是要使世人都能相信这件事情。
The purpose is that all men can believe that this is the truth.
因为主耶稣身上流出水跟血，就要成为我们世人受罪的一种泉源。
Because Jesus flowed out water and blood, then it became the fountain of living water for all mankind.
这是距离耶稣出降生之前400多年前。有一位撒迦利亚先知已经宣告好的。
This has been prophesied by Prophet Zechariah, who was 400 years before Jesus' time.
先知就说，到那日，必为耶路撒冷的居民跟犹大家，跟以色列人开一个泉源。
This prophet said that that day there will be a fountain that will be open for the residents of Judah.
然后洗除罪恶跟污秽。
And this fountain will wash away the filth and sins of the people.
这个就是从主耶稣身上流出来的。
And this is this living water is flowing from the body of Jesus Christ.
但是这究竟是2000年前的事情啊。
But this incident happened 2,000 years ago.
曾经有个慕道朋友问我说：“传道，你又没有看过这件事情。”
There is a truth seeker who asked me, Pastor, you have not seen this with your own eyes.
万一是耶稣的门徒随便写乱掰一通来骗你，你也信了？
What if the disciples of Jesus wrote this wrongly, just to deceive you?
我就告诉他。
I told him.
我虽然没有看过。
Even though I didn't see it with my eyes.
但是我深信。
But I believe.
但是我的信不是随便信。
But I don't believe lightly.
因为耶稣所应许的圣灵亲自来见证这一件事情。
Because the Holy Spirit from Jesus came to me to witness about baptism.
圣灵临在我们，让我们深知耶稣为我们死在十字架上。
When the Holy Spirit descend upon us, then we know that Jesus Christ has indeed died for our sins on the cross.
而且照着预言，死后三天复活。
And according to a prophecy, he was raised up in 3 days.
跟门徒生活40天。
And he stayed with his disciple for 40 days after resurrection.
升天，四下上联。
Then he ascended to heaven and sent down the Holy Spirit.
来见证这一件事情。
To bear witness of this incident.
所以圣灵就是神啊本身。
So the Holy Spirit is God himself.
唯有神本身才能够打破时空。
Only God himself can overcome time and space.
让两千多年前耶稣身上流出的水跟血。
So that the blood and water that was flowed out from Jesus Christ 2,000 years ago
这个受罪的功效借着洗礼临到我们身上来
can redeem our sins today 2,000 years later
我们看约翰一书
Let us turn to 1 John
约翰一书第五章第六节一直到第八节
第几章
第五章第六节一直到第八节
1 John chapter 5 verses 6 to 8 verse 6This is he who came by water and blood, Jesus Christ. Not only by water, but by water and blood. And it is the Spirit who bears witness, because the Spirit is truth. For there are three that bear witness in heaven, the Father, the Word, and the Holy Spirit, and these three are one. And there are three that bear witness on earth, the Spirit, the water, and the blood, and these three agree as one.
你看这边那个亲自看见主耶稣身上流出水跟血的约翰。
So this passage is written by John, who saw blood and water came out of Jesus with his own eyes.
他到老的时候又特别见证这一件事情。
When he became old, he especially wrote this out to witness.
说从耶稣身上不是只有流血。
He mentioned that out of Jesus' body was not only blood.
是流水又流血。
But there were water and blood.
然后有圣灵来见证这件事情。
And then there was the Spirit who bore witness.
也就是说，我们到溪里面去洗礼，或是海里洗礼。
That means if we go to the river or the ocean to receive baptism.
它那个是物质的水。
And the water that we're baptized in is a physical water.
物质的水。不能受我们的罪。
Physical water cannot cleanse our sins.
可是我们今天在那边洗礼，为什么能受我们的罪？
But when we go and be baptized there, why is it that our sins can be taken away?
最主要的关键就是圣灵。
And the reason is because of the Holy Spirit.
圣灵就是神。
Holy Spirit is God Himself.
所以你所信的教会一定要有圣灵。
Therefore, the church that you believe in must have the Holy Spirit of God.
跟你施洗的人也一定要有圣灵。
And the person who baptized you must have the Holy Spirit of God.
如果没有这两样哦，没有这两个条件，其他都不要讲。
Without these two, then nothing can happen.
那顶多只是跟人家宣告入教的仪式这样子而已。
At most, baptism can be a symbolism of you believing in Jesus.
不能受我们的罪。
But it cannot actually take away your sins.
但是神的灵来见证。
Unless the Holy Spirit come and bear witness.
主耶稣说，人若不从水跟圣灵生，
Jesus said, unless you are born with water and spirit,
就不能进神的国。
You cannot enter the God's kingdom.
那个意思就是说，
That means,
这个教会有圣灵。
This church must have the
Spirit. 跟我们施洗人有圣灵。
The person who baptized must have the Spirit.
当他奉主耶稣圣名为我们施洗的时候，
When he baptized you in the name of Jesus Christ,
我们带着罪的旧人。
Then we have the old man in us.
采取跟主死的形状联合。
And we are united in the likeness of Jesus' death.
主耶稣在十字架上死的形状是低下头。
When Jesus died on the cross, he died with his head down.
所以我们采取低下头的形状。
Therefore, when we're baptized, we also lower our head.
代表我要借着这个洗礼跟耶稣同钉十字架。
This is to represent how we are willing to be crucified on the cross with Jesus.
耶稣钉十字架有没有死？
When Jesus was crucified on the cross, did he die?
死了。
Yes, he did.
我们带着罪的旧人跟他一起钉十字架，会不会死？
Then this old man that we have, if we put ourselves on the cross and be crucified, would we die? Yes, we will.
当然也会死。
We will die.
好，同钉十字架，同死。
So if we crucify with him and we die with him,
全身入水,
we are baptized into water, covered by the water completely, and we are buried together with him.
把我们带着罪的旧人埋葬掉了。
Then our old man with sins would be buried together.
那我这个人跑到哪里去了？
Then where is this old man going?
放心。
No worries.
圣灵运行在洗礼的地方。
The Holy Spirit moves around in the area of baptism.
圣灵就是神啊。
Because the Spirit is God.
神亲自跟你重生啊。
The Holy Spirit, God Himself, come and make you be reborn.
圣灵的运行，借着圣灵把你重生。
So through the work of the Holy Spirit, you're able to be reborn.
所以洗礼起来，你的生命就是一个从神生的人。
When you come out of the water, then you become a new man that is born in God.
叫做基督里新造的人。
It is called a new man created in Jesus Christ.
因为这生命是圣灵给我们重生的。
Because this life is given to us by the Holy Spirit.
所以从此基督就活在我里面。
And from then on, Jesus Christ lives in us.
我们就是有一个重生生命的人。
Then we become a person who are reborn with a new life.
但是这个是肉眼都看不到的。
But that's something we can't see with our eyes.
可是灵里面实际已经重生了。
But in the spirit, this indeed happened. We are reborn.
这是神为他儿子做的见证。
This is something that God has bear witness for his son.
你看第九节。
Let's read verse 9. If we receive the witness of men, the witness of God is greater. For this is the witness of God which is testified of his son.
啊，你看。这边讲说人的见证我们已经领受。
Here it says that we receive the witness of men.
那神的见证更该领受。
Then we should receive the witness of God because it is greater.
因为神的见证是为他儿子做的。
Because the witness of God is for his son.
神的见证就是圣灵见证这个血水圣灵的洗礼。
And the witness of God means that the Holy Spirit come to witness the baptism.
使我们的洗礼成为一个生命里面真正的改变。
So that he witnessed that this baptism will really have a change in our life.
而不是一种入教仪式。
It is not a just a ritual.
而不是一种向人表明说我信了耶稣。
And this is not a symbol to represent that we have believed in Christ.
不是的。
It is not.
是里面的灵命真的已经被圣灵重生了。
But that our inner spirit has been reborn through the Holy Spirit.
所以基督就活在我们里面了。
That is how Jesus Christ lives in us.
以前啊，我就听过这样一个见证。
In the past, I have heard of this testimony.
这是实实在在的见证。
This is a true testimony.
就是我有一次去麻豆教会参加联恩会。
One time I went to Model Church in Taiwan for spiritual convocation.
那时候有一个长老会信徒第五代了。
There was a member from Presbyterian Church. He was the fifth generation.
六十几岁的一个张老师。
He was about in his 60s.
他是小学老师哈。
He was a teacher, elementary school teacher.
他很敬畏神。
He really worshipped God with his heart.
听到我们教会弟兄姐妹分享这个福音呢。
When he heard our brothers and sisters share the gospel with him,
他很好奇。真耶稣教会有圣灵。
He was so curious that we have the Holy Spirit.
所以他就来听道理。
So he came to our church.
哇，听到我们的道理非常好。
When he heard of the truth, he thought the truth was very good.
慕道了好几年。
He came to seek the truth for a few years.
他也得到圣灵。
He also received the Holy Spirit.
可是他都不受洗。
But he would not receive baptism.
因为他每次要受洗就回去问牧师。
Because every time he wanted to receive baptism, he would go back to his old church and ask the pastor.
牧师就跟他说，枉为你是知识分子。
And the pastor said, "You claim yourself as someone who's educated."
不要被骗了。
And don't be deceived then.
真耶稣教会的洗礼啊，那个传道人一手拿毛巾，一手拿那红色染料。
In the True Jesus Church, when they baptize you, the pastor would hold a towel on one hand and on the other hand, some kind of dye.
然后把你压下去的时候，染料释放出来，说、哦、你看到、哦、水里面都是红色的。
So when you go down to the water, then he would put out the food coloring, and you see like red as blood.
所以他就一直都不敢受洗。
So he never received baptism in our church.
这一次刚好有16个要受洗。
But this time there were 16 people who wanted to receive baptism.
七十几岁的一直到刚出生的婴孩。
From the age of 70s to a newborn baby.
他就说，哎，我跟你们去洗礼场好不好？
So he said, "Can I go along with you guys to the baptismal site?"
我说好啊，欢迎你啊。
We said, "Okay, come. We welcome you."
他到了溪旁边哦，站在最高的地方。
So he went to the baptismal site and he stood at the highest point.
然后很仔细的看我们在洗礼。
So he could see very clearly of what's going on at the baptismal site.
他都没讲半句话。
He didn't say a word.
回来的时候，我们办洗脚礼、圣餐礼。
After we came back, we had a foot washing and we had a holy communion.
圣餐礼结束，传道要宣布散会了。
When the Holy Communion ends, the pastor stood up to announce that this is the end of the service.
举手站起来。
He raised his hand, he was sitting at the back.
传道给我做见证。
He said, can I bear testimony, pastor?
传道说, 已经要结束了, 你还要做见证。
The pastor thought, we are about to end our service, and you want to bear testimony now?
后来哦, 看在他是慕道朋友的身份, 他有特权。
But since he was a truth seeker, so the pastor gave him a
special
treatment. If he was a member, then it would be a no.
传道说, 你有什么见证你讲?
So the pastor asked him, what do you want to bear testimony?
一个六十几岁的先生哦,
he was in his 60s.
从会堂后面哦, 一边走一边, 真的是教会是真的, 真的是教会是真的, 这样。
But he was so excited, and he proclaimed and yelled out loud and said, True Jesus Church is the true church.
然后跑到这边, 泪流满面。
When he came to the front, he was full of tears.
他说, 我以前都被我们牧师骗了。
He said, I was deceived by my own pastor in the Presbyterian church.
他说你们都拿红色染料, 可是我看传道都没有啊。
He said that you guys would bring a red food coloring, but I saw very clearly with my eyes that you guys didn't.
可是我看哦, 传道跟那个施, 被施洗的人哦, 那两个人有一个圆圈把他们围住。
He said he saw that during baptism, there would be a red coloring that would cover the person who's baptized and the pastor who's baptizing.
那一次的洗礼是由婴孩开始洗。
Because that baptism, we started baptizing the baby first.
他婴孩是粉红色的。
He saw that the blood around the baby was pinkish color.
如果是染料的话, 水流很快, 应该染料会跟着水流一直流走, 可是那个圆圈永远都是这样子。
If it's just food coloring, then the color would actually just pass by because the water was very was rushing. But no, the circle of pink color was around the baby the whole time.
然后随着年纪越深越大，颜色越深。
And as the person's age progresses, then the color of the blood water would be deeper and deeper.
到了七十几岁的时候，那个颜色变暗红色，快要变黑了。
So for the person who was 70 years old when he was baptized, then the color around him was deep scarlet color, almost black.
他就说，哦，这个很有道理呢。
He thought that this makes a lot of sense.
出生婴孩哦，哎，他那个只有原罪，所以主耶稣为他受苦比较少。
Because the newborn baby only had original sin from Adam, therefore Jesus Christ did not have to suffer much for this baby.
随着年纪越增长，不知道做了多少亏心事。
But as you grow older and older, you have done a lot of wrongdoings.
所以耶稣要受比较多的苦。
And therefore Jesus had to suffer more.
到了七十几岁，一生不知道做了多少亏心事了。
But when you reach age 70, you have done so much wrong.
所以他的颜色是暗红色的。
That's why the color became dark red.
哦，他就说，传道，我要受洗。
So he said, Pastor, I want to receive baptism.
那传道说，不行，半年后再来。
The pastor said, no, you have to wait another half a year.
他说不行了，万一我如果出车祸怎么办？
He said, no, I have to receive it now. What if I run into a car accident?
传道说好，下个礼拜到台南教会去参加。
Then the pastor said, fine, then go to Tainan Church, another church for spiritual convocation next week.
这是我亲耳听，亲耳亲眼看见，亲耳听到的。
And this is something I saw with my own eyes and I heard it with my ears.
神为他儿子所做的见证。
This is the witness that God has bore for His Son.
水圣灵的见证。
This is the witness of water, blood, and spirit.
圣灵让我们 重生了。
Spirit allow us to be reborn.
重生的洗。
This is the baptism of rebirth.
那一个经过重生的洗的人呢？
A person who's gone through this baptism of rebirth.
罪已经不在他生命中当王了。
Sin are no longer the king and ruler in his life.
所以向罪。 应该看自己是死的。
So towards sin, we are already dead.
我们来看那个罗马书。
Let us turn to the book of Romans.
罗马书第六章。
Chapter 6.
你看那个第十节。
Verse 10, for the death that he died to sin once for all, but the life that he lives to God.
好。 那十一节一直到十四节。
Verse 11 to verse 14. Likewise, you also reckon yourselves to be dead indeed to sin, but alive to God in Christ Jesus our Lord. Therefore, do not let sin reign in your mortal body, that you should obey it in its lust. And do not present your members as instruments of unrighteousness to sin, but present yourself to God as being alive from the dead, and your members as instruments of righteousness to God. For sin shall not have dominion over you, for you are not under law, but under grace.
好，一个经过重生的洗的人啊，
A person who has gone through the baptism of rebirth.
他的生命已经重生了。
His life is reborn.
所以现在活着是基督在里面活着的生命。
So when he's living now, Christ is in him.
这个生命已经不是过去被罪辖制的那个生命。
And the life now is not the old life that was controlled by sin.
所以要有一个重生生命的那种生活的方向。
Therefore, we need to steer toward that direction of a new life.
向罪要看自己是死的。
When we look at sin, we have to see that we're already dead.
向神要看自己是活着的。
But toward God, we are alive.
这怎么讲呢？
How do we explain this?
意思就是说，从此以后，
That means from now on,
我们不应当把这个已经重生的这个身体，
for this body who has been reborn,
把它拿来献给罪，
we should not present it to sin,
做罪的器具，
to become the instruments of sin,
不应该这样子，
we should not do so,
反而要像一个从死里复活的人，
on the other hand, we need to be resurrected.
要把自己的身体献上当活祭
to present our body as living sacrifice
成为义的一个器具
to become an instrument of righteousness
一生为主来活
to live for Christ
这个就是献活祭的生命
this is the life of a living sacrifice
所有接受重生的洗过之后的人应该有的人生观
this is the right concept of living for those who have been reborn
这样的话才不会枉费我们所得到的这个恩典。
So that we will not receive this grace in vain.
我不知道你们有没有认识台北教会以前有一个看会堂的老伯伯。
I don't know if any one of you know this elderly member who lived at church in Taipei Church.
他的名字叫尤文义。
His name was Yu Wenyi.
大家都叫他尤伯伯。
Everyone called him Uncle Yu.
他是应该他距离现在应该是死了十多年而已哈。
He has already passed away for about 10 years.
他怎么来信的耶稣
？How did he come to believe in Christ？
他其实住在陈建宏传道故乡的隔壁而已。
He used to live in a village right next to where Pastor Jen Hong Chen used to live.
我以前也是住在那附近。
I also used to live around there.
我们都以前都是属于一个在同一个教会聚会的。
We all go to the same church for service.
那他怎么来信耶稣呢
？So how did he come to believe in Christ?
原来是他的太太中风。
It was because his wife had a stroke.
那五十几岁就中风了。
That was during the time when she was in her 50s.
等于瘫痪了。
And then she became a vegetable.
我第一次看到他来慕道的时候
，When I saw him coming to seek the truth,
他是先到那个新埔教会去慕道。
He went to a 新埔 church to seek the truth.
在会堂的就是五楼了哈。
And this church is located on the fifth floor.
所以我记得他那个他太太是一个很强壮的弟兄，从一楼背到五楼去。
So a very strong brother had to carry his wife all the way to the fifth floor.
他因为爱太太，所以跪在太太的旁边，一直帮他太太祷告。
Because he loved his wife so much, so he would kneel right next to his wife and pray for her.
感谢主，他得到圣灵。
Praise and thank God, he received the Holy Spirit.
所以他很有信心。
So he had great faith.
从此以后就带着太太一直来慕道。
Since then, he would bring his wife to the church.
他虽然没有读过什么书
，even though he was uneducated,
开了一间小小的杂货店，在卖那个杂货的哈。
He had a small market selling groceries.
然后呢，神就大能就临到他的家庭。
Then God's mighty power came upon his family.
他太太本来是瘫痪的。
And his wife used to be a vegetable.
弟兄姐妹帮忙的祷告。
But because of the intercession of brothers and sisters,
慢慢的可以站起来。
She was able to stand up slowly.
到最后可以拿一个拐杖走路了。
At the end, she was able to walk with a staff.
她亲眼看到神的大能。
He saw the great power of God with his eyes.
所以就跟他太太一起报名受洗。
Therefore, he and his wife applied to be baptized.
他的人非常单纯。
He was a simple man.
信了耶稣以后常常聚会。
After he believed in Christ, then he would come to church service often.
经过大概不到十年吧。
After about 10 years,
他的太太去世了。
His wife passed away.
刚好台北教会缺了一个看会堂的。
And in a Taipei church, they needed a person who stay at church to look after the church.
有人就介绍教会说可以请他去看。
So someone mentioned that maybe we can ask him to be the one.
他真的欣然同意啊。
And he agreed.
他觉得说耶稣这么爱他。
He thought that since Jesus loved him so much,
他剩下来的生命应该要为耶稣来活。
He would like to live for Christ for the rest of his life.
所以他就欣然同意去看会堂。
Therefore, he gladly accepted the offer.
台北教会会堂七层楼啊。
We know that Taipei Church has seven floors.
一个人要每七层楼都要打扫啊。
For him, he had to clean all seven floors.
然后要最早起来的，最晚睡觉的。
He had to be the person who wakes up the earliest and also sleep the latest.
那个会堂它不是像我们说每个弟兄姐妹都打一个钥匙给你，没有
Because in Taipei Church, we do not give out the keys to brothers and sisters.
教会是不给钥匙的。
We do not give out any keys.
所以每个人要去早祷会，一定是按门铃。
So anyone who come to morning prayer, they would ring the doorbell.
我在那边注目我看他都五点多就起来陪着人家祷告。
When I was a resident pastor there, I would see that he would wake up at 5 and pray with the people who come to pray.
聚完会晚上聚完会大家走了，他还要每层楼就去看看有没有小偷那个藏在里面。
And at night after everyone left, he would go to every floor to double check to make sure there are no thieves staying around.
其实那边小偷很多了。
Actually, there are a lot of thieves around that area.
我注目三年半就碰过三次了，跑到我传道房偷东西，真的被他偷走了。
When I was a resident pastor for 3.5 years there in Taipei Church, actually there are three times that my room was broken in.
有一次我还睡在里面，在跟我拿东西的时候，拿钱的时候，我醒过来就追出去，结果就没有追到。
One time I was sleeping in my room and this thief came into my room to take my money and I woke up and tried to chase after him, but he disappeared.
因为小偷他都了解我们教会是开放空间。
Because the thieves knew that our church doors are always opened.
好，那结果他这样很忠心的在那边看会堂。
So he really looked after the church loyally.
服侍众弟兄姐妹。
And he served all brothers and sisters.
所有台北教会所有的弟兄姐妹亲眼见到的。
And this is witnessed by all of the brothers and sisters in Taipei Church.
他在那边看会堂看了十多年。
He looked after the church for more than 10 years.
每天都是充满感谢。
But every day he was filled with thanksgiving to God.
没有怨言。
He never complained.
因为他知道他要用剩下的生命来报答主的爱。
Because he knew that he wants to use his life, remaining life, to repay God's love.
尤其台北教会常常举办活动，举办随生灵恩会。
Taipei Church often hosts different seminars like student spiritual convocation.
最累的都是他。
And the person who's the most exhausted.
几乎都没有在休假的。
He never taken any vacation.
传道一个月还有四天休假，他都没有休假。
For pastors, we have 4 days of holidays, but he has
真的是以教会为家。
He really see the church as his house.
后来大概距离现在应该差不多十年了。
About 10 years ago.
有一次七月的时候应该是7月1号到7号这中间，不知道我忘掉哪一天。
In about the beginning of July.
因为台湾都是一号到七号办随生灵恩会。
Because we had a student spiritual convocation from July 1st to the 7th.
他在有一天晚上随生灵会结束。
One night when the spiritual convocation ended.
他习惯都是先祷告。
He always just pray.
洗完澡以后祷告然后就开始放赞美诗躺在斜躺在那个床上面听赞美诗，听到睡着这样。
He would shower first and then pray, and then he would turn on hymns and then listen to the hymns and enjoy it and fall asleep.
那一次的随生灵会，他也是这样子。
And he did the same during that spiritual convocation.
据 据那个班副主在讲说，他那一天很晚才睡。
So the coordinator said that he, that brother went to bed really late.
啊，隔天一大早就有要吃早餐的时候，就大家哎奇怪，他怎么没起来
？The next morning, when during breakfast, everyone was wondering where this brother went.
那传道就去跟他敲门。
So the pastor went to knock on his door. He didn't answer.
然后就请人家拿钥匙哦，开门。
So we went to look for a key and opened the door.
他已经安息了。
He was called by the Lord.
啊，就是洗完澡的时候，在听赞美时，听着，整个人就很安详，就安息。
And after he showered and prayed and listened to hymns, he just fell asleep and was called by the Lord.
啊，那个传道啊，就通知我，我就赶过去。
And when that pastor called me, and I went there immediately.
啊，就亲眼看到他这样子。
I saw how he rest on the bed peacefully.
我就跟弟兄姐妹安慰。
Then I comforted brothers and sisters.
感谢主，他啊献活祭献到他。为主而活，为主而死。
Praise and thank God that he present himself as a living sacrifice. He lived for Christ and he died for Christ.
这就本来就是他的心愿。
This is actually his will.
这个就是一个重生生命的人啊，最好的一个表现。
That was his wish, and this is the best manifestation of a loving God.
亲爱的慕道朋友
，Our dear brothers and sisters and friends,
我们很期待。你能够播时间继续来查考这个真理。
We hope that you will continue to come and study the Word of God.
让你跟我们一样得到这一个活泼的盼望。
So that you can also receive this living hope.
这个恩典是要白白送给你的。
This grace is given to you freely.
你不用花半毛钱。
You don't need to spend a dime.
你只要用点心，用点时间来查考。
You just need to spend some time and some heart to study.
当你查考到真耶稣教会这边所传的真理，
when you study the truth that we preach to you,
是生命之道，
and realize that it is the word of life,
那你再来接受，
then you come and receive baptism.
愿天上的真神祝福你。
May God in heaven bless you.
今天晚上就见证到这边。
And my sharing will conclude today.
我们来唱赞美诗。
Now let's sing hymn
42. 请坐。
Please have a seat.
啊，我们现在要来祷告。
Now we're going to pray. 啊，
求啊，祷告求圣灵很简单。
It is easy to pray for the Holy Spirit.
只要你双手合起来。
Just put your hands together.
然后眼睛闭着。
Close your eyes.
头低低的。
Lower your head.
第一句话就念奉主耶稣圣名祷告。
Say in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, I pray.
啊，因为救恩是耶稣他来成就。
Because salvation is fulfilled by Jesus Christ.
他也应许我们，只要奉他的名祷告，他要垂听。
He has promised us that as long we pray in His name, that He will listen.
然后不断的重复，一直念哈利路亚，赞美主耶稣。
Then we will say Hallelujah, praise the Lord repeatedly.
哈利路亚是以色列人在讲的话，我们把它音译过来。
Hallelujah is a Jewish language.
啊，它的意思就是说。你们应当赞美天上真神。
It means we need to praise our Father in heaven.
那赞美主耶稣就是我们平常所习惯用的言语。
Praise the Lord is a phrase that we understand.
那当圣灵降临在你身上的时候。
When the Holy Spirit come upon you.
我们本来在念哈利路亚赞美主耶稣。
Originally when we're reading or reciting Hallelujah, praise the Lord.
那个舌头就会不自主的跳动或是卷动。
Our tongue will start rolling.
会发出奇异的舌音。
It will start to speak in tongue.
我们意识仍然非常清楚。
Our thoughts are still very clear.
我们想祷告，他就帮我们祷告。
When we pray, then the Holy Spirit will pray on our behalf. When we want to stop praying, then it will stop.
这个就是圣灵。
This is the Holy Spirit.
然后祷完告，你再说阿门。
When we're done with praying, then we say Amen.
阿们就是实实在在的意思。
Amen means whatever I said above is true.
所以祷告很简单。
So praying is so easy.
只要用嘴巴赞美天上真神。
Just use your lips to praise our God in heaven.
用心灵向他祈求。
And use your heart to pray to him.
如果你心里有忧伤，有病痛。
If you have sorrows or illnesses,
你都可以在心灵里面跟他求。
You can pray to him in your heart.
全能的神，他会垂听你的祷告。
The Almighty God will listen to your prayer.
会医治你忧伤的心灵。
He will heal your sorrowful heart.
也会医治你肉体的病。
And heal your physical illness.
只要你愿意来依靠他。
As long as you're willing to rely on him.
那主耶稣啊，他有教我们怎么祈求圣灵。
Jesus Christ has taught us how to pray for the Holy Spirit.
他说好比 有一个人要向朋友借饼，向邻居借饼。
He spoke of a parable saying that there is a person who is trying to ask for bread from a neighbor.
如果没有借到，不行。
Unless he get this bread, he will not give up.
所以
knocked on his neighbor's door.
隔壁邻居不因为是邻居起来给他。
The neighbor would not get up for him just because he's the neighbor.
是因为他情辞迫切的一直要求。
The neighbor got up just because he was so persistent in knocking the door.
就给他了。
Therefore, he gave him the bread.
所以主耶稣说，只要我们情辞迫切的直求。
So Jesus Christ told us that as long as we fervently and persistently pray,
主耶稣就会把圣灵给求他的人。
Then he will give the Holy Spirit to those who ask.
所以期待你能够把握这个机会。
So we hope that you will take on this opportunity.
到外面来祷告，祈求圣灵。
To come to the front and pray with us and ask for the Holy Spirit.
教会的圣职人员会帮我们按手。
The ministers in the church will lay hands on you to pray for you.
按手哈，不是你所理解的花工哦，不是哦哈。
Laying hands on you is not a kung fu.
功夫不是，就是有一些宗教啊，什么手在发功啊。
It's not some religion where they give their energy onto you.
他是帮你祷告。
But they are praying on your behalf.
求天上的神垂听你祷告。
So they ask that God will listen to your prayer.
所以祷告的主体是你。
So you are the one who's praying.
你更应该要迫切祷告。
And you need to pray even harder.
那这样的话，你就会得到圣灵。
Then you will receive the Holy Spirit. Then whatever you pray for will be heard by God.
好，那要接受按手祈求圣灵都到前面来。
So those who would like to receive laying of hands and pray for the Holy Spirit, please come to the front to pray.
弟兄姐妹就为前面的慕道朋友祷告。
Brothers and sisters, please pray for those who are kneeling in the front to pray.
我们一起来感谢主，来感谢祷告。
Let's kneel down and pray together.
谢谢。